Proclamation number 722, dated the December 25th, 1938. Grasping and discarding thoughts according to God's will. Fear of death. All thoughts flowing to you are grasped by your will. The true, God-devoted will always eliminates that which is not intended to be written down. Therefore, you will only receive such proclamations which utterly comply with God's will, yet partly only intended for you and partly given as a pure doctrine to humanity. The more diligently and devotedly you carry out your work, which is intended to be a blessing for the human race, the more worthy will you become of the grace to receive God's word. For every happening has a wise meaning with God. He is incessantly at work to open those earthly children's eyes who are still blind, for the Lord's love for His living creations is infinite. Anyone who entrusts himself to this love is constantly protected by Him and carefully looked after. Life offers the earthly children most diverse changes, but they only contribute towards not forgetting their Creator. They would like to spend their days on earth without worry and not needing to fear an end for their body. And thus they only ever strive for material goods and gladly push any thoughts of death far into the background. Even so, the former is detrimental for the soul. Death, however, becomes a thought of fear or unease as they grow older. And this is not in line with divine order. Anyone who bears his soul in mind on earth will not be frightened by death, for he will only look at it as a liberation of his soul and an entry into everlasting peace. The Creator is simply and solely concerned with making the earthly child understand that the earthly activity is only the smallest part of preserving the divine creation and that the work of improving the soul is a person's most important task on earth. Everything which helps to maintain the body in a good living standard will sooner or later fall prey to transience, yet what a person does for the salvation of his soul is everlasting, just as the soul itself is everlasting. The soul can never cease to exist. However, it is of paramount significance in which condition, that is, in which state of light, it will enter the beyond. Because the respective state of light is the decisive factor as to whether the soul will suffer or enjoy heavenly bliss. It is incredibly painful for the soul to desire the light and having to do without it due to its own fault. And then again, it will make the soul extremely happy if it is allowed to enter the regions of light and thereby take part in the Heavenly Father's nearness. Amen.